Hi guys, and this is Eric RPG from RP Grinders, and I'm here with a review of Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. This was launched on the Xbox 360 and PS3 back in 2013, so a couple of years after Bayonetta, and it's by the same company who did that game, Platinum Games. And a lot of its DNA is in the game, as you'll see when you play the game, because even though the setting is based in the Metal Gear lore, and you're playing as Raiden, he does a lot of blade play, and it's got a lot of the same QTEs, quick time events, that you would do in those type of games, and even has the same kind of scoring system. But you do have a few twists on it. Even though it's a very pared down version of that combat system, it's got a few new tweaks to make it unique on its own. Raiden also gets a few optional sub-weapons, like for melee and ranged. You might not get a whole lot of mileage out of them because it's way more fun just to cut up bad guys. And some of the stuff you can use are the chafe grenades, EMPs to stun all the enemies and then get a few hits out of them. Or you can stealth play the game if you want, but there's only a few occasions the game that actually lets you do that. But you do get higher combat bonuses, so you do get rewarded for stealth, but sometimes it's not the fastest option. So if you want that S rank, you gotta know what to do, when to do it, and where to do it. But there are also weapons like rocket launchers, which are good for airborne enemies, but once again, the blade's usually the best way to go, unless it's an airborne enemy. Even then, you can coax them into getting close enough for you to do an attack with your sword. But it's one of the things that are a point of contention with the game are that there's only 7 levels, including the prologue sequence. There are 2 DLC story content packs that you can buy, but I think if you buy the game digitally, you'll get both of them. And I'm not sure if the sale's going on still for it or not, but I saw it on Xbox Live for about $6. So that somewhere around the $10 range should be where you have to pay for the game at most. So just keep that in mind. I think it's normally $20, but since it is only like 7 levels long, it's pretty short. You can beat the game in under 10 hours, and definitely a lot less than that if you're trying to speedrun. And once you do beat the game, there's a chapter select you can do, and you can go back and use the BP you've earned from killing enemies to purchase upgrades for your weapons, or buy alternate outfits that you unlock over the course of the game, or you can get titles that unlock other things, or collectibles, which also unlock more things. If you're a really completionist, you can do that stuff, but like, one of the things you can unlock is the infinite wig that is basically the same as it was in Metal Gear Solid 2, and it gives you infinite sub-weapon use, so you can go ham with a rocket launcher if you want. But the game's completely ridiculous, but it still has enough story content, especially within the Coda conversations, which are worth listening to, because you might get some context as to why Raiden goes some of the places he goes, or why he knows some of the things that he shouldn't know otherwise, because the game, I guess, kind of expects you to look at the Coda conversations. But, so, yeah, just check your codec at every, like, major checkpoint, and listen for new conversations that you can listen to. But, other than that, the game is, like I said, quite insane, but that's probably why you're here, because it is worth it just seeing all the ridiculousness happen on the screen, including the final boss fight, which is a multi-phase battle, and they just take the ridiculousness that already existed in the Metal Gear franchise up at this point, at the time the game was made, so that's like Metal Gear Solid 4 storyline stuff. And then it cranks it up to at least two times that because it's platinum games. So if you're looking for a good, nice hack and slash game and you weren't necessarily fond of the Metal Gear series, this is one that's actually worth checking out because it'll be a very different experience and it's definitely worth your time. And I'm giving this game a 10 out of 10. And I'll see you next time with the next review. See you guys later. Bye-bye.